the after all sorts of ideas I had for today's share, and then finally I decided I'm going to do it. I spoke Shabbos in the morning. I gave the Chosh Shabbos in the morning at the Shabbaton that took place here this past Shabbos. In addition to the fact that I spoke Shabbos afternoon, the Shabbos in the morning for Russia was a condensed version of something that I felt really should be elaborated on. So I'm going to elaborate on it. So those of you who may have been here may have heard parts of it, and that's good. So you can be a step ahead of everybody else. But then again, the elaborations that I think are important. Number one is from Parashat Nitzavim, the Parasha of Tshuva. Ki ha-mitzvah zot asher anochi mitzavcho hayom, this mitzvah that I command you today, lo nichleti mimcha v'lo rechokahi, it is not hidden from you and it is not distant. Lo v'ashomayim hi leimor, this mitzvah that I command you is not in the heavens for you to say, Mi yale lanu hashamayma vi kochel lanu, who can ascend to the heavens for us and take it for us? Vi yashmienu ol tamen asena, that we should hear it and do it. It's not in the heavens that one needs necessarily to climb the highest mountain in order to get it. Velo v'eva layam, nor is it across the sea for you to say, Lemor mi yavor lono el eivar agam, who's going to cross the sea kachel lono and take it for us, v'yashmienu on tavid asena, and we will make us hear it and we will do it. Now the mitzvah that I command you, kikoro v'lecho hadover ma'od, that which I command you is close to you, v'ficho u'bilevovecho la'asoto. Beficha u'bilavacha la'asoto, it is in your mouth and in your heart to do. We'll read one more passage. Re'ei anochi noten b'fnecham hayom, l'fanecha hayom, et achayim et hatov, I give before you today, life and good, et hamavet et hara, death and evil. Asher anochi mitzavcho hayom, li'avot Hashem alokecha, I command you today, la'avot Hashem alokecha, to love your God, L'lechet b'drachav, to go in his ways, l'shmer mitzotav, to keep his commandments, v'chukol sav, his statutes, and his ordinances, v'mishpatav, v'chayita, v'ravita, and Hashem your God will bless you, and you will multiply you, b'irachach Hashem v'kecha, b'aretz asher atav, bar shom al-rishta, the land that you come there to inherit. The question that is asked here by the Mefarshim goes back to the very first three words, Ki ha-mitzvah ha-zot, this mitzvah that I command you today. That's the mitzvah that's easy, it's simple, it's beficha u'bilvavcha la'asoto, it is in your mouth and your heart to do it. It's not up in the heavens, it's not the other side of the ocean, it's there, ready and available. What is this mitzvah? What mitzvah is the Torah talking about? And basically there are three approaches. There are three approaches. The Ramban, Nachmanides on the spot, says the mitzvah hazot is the one of the mitzvahs that is enunciated in Parshat Tzavim, which is the mitzvah of tshuva. The mitzvah of tshuva that I command you today is not far nor distant. It is beficha u'bilevavecha la'asoto, in your mouth and in your heart. And therefore, of course, the Ramban is going to explain, because the mitzvah of tshuva includes as one of its major components vidui, confession, to say chotosi, avisi, poshati. For whatever you say out of your mouth, you have to mean it in your heart. So this is a mitzvah that you fulfill. Beficha uvila varcha. And most probably the la'asoto means that beyond beficha uvila varcha, what else is an element of tshuva? The element of tshuva is that you're never going to do That building again, you can be good from then on and further. Lasso to means from then on and further, you're going to perform Torah u'mitzvahs. So that the fiko u'milvoko lasso to include basically it's a description of the mitzvah of children. We'll get back to this here. There are other mafarshim. There are another mafarshim that hold that it's referring to all of Torah. Our mitzvah hazot, this mitzvah is the mitzvah of Torah. It would seem that Rashi holds that he's talking about this whole the totality of Torah that on his left, the last day of his life, Moshe Rabbeinu was giving to the Jewish people. That mitzvah is here. It's available. It's not concealed. It's not hidden. It's not in heaven. Take a look at the Rashi coming there. Lo mifleiti mincha. Number two. This means lo mechusei mincha. It's not hidden from you. Kamo shenema. Yipole, as it says, the Targum says, "Anei kasei." If it is hidden, or tainik ployim, now the word niflate means not only wondrous, but the word niflate means it is not concealed. It's open. It's clear. It's available. Lo b'shamayim hi. Rashi says, "Shilu haytar b'shamayim." For if it were the heavens, hayatzarek la'alot achadeh. It's an amazing Rashi says. And I believe that's why he's talking about Torah. If Torah would be in heaven, you know what you'd have to do? Then you have to make every effort to get up to the heavens, or l'lamda, and to learn it. From the word l'lamda, that means we're talking about Torah. Ha-mitzvah hazot, this mitzvah that I command you, is not distant from you, but if it would be distant, or you would have a responsibility to go after it. One has to put in whatever effort is possible and necessary for one to study Torah. Now, where do we get the befika ubilavavacha? It is in your mouth and your heart. That's in the first chapter of Shema. Vishinantam levanecha vidivartabam. Vishinantam, you should teach it to your children. Teach Torah to your children vidivartabam, and you shall speak the words of Torah. And there as well in the first parasha of Shema it says, V'hoyu hadvarim ha'ele al levavcha, shall be al levavcha. Torah has to be in the heart and in the mouth of the Jew. So here we have these are the two pshatim al ha-mitzvah hazot. The mitzvah hazot is talking either about tshuva or it's talking about Torah. To add to that, there is another mitzvah. There is another mitzvah that requires both picha and levavcha, your mouth and your heart. And that is the mitzvah of tefillah, prayer. We will see in the Shulchan Aruch that a person has to say tefillah, prayer, you have to say it out with your mouth. But of course, as we will learn, in addition to saying the words of prayer, it has to be the levavcha. You have to know what you're saying. You have to think what you're saying. It shouldn't simply be something that is a matter of rote. There has to be heart that goes into tefillah. One question, of course, that could be asked is when we, and should be asked, when we are talking about the mitzvah of tshuva, and the mitzvah of tshuva, the Rabban says, b'shicha, in your mouth, u'bilavavcha. The question is, what do you mean, b'shicha, u'bilavavcha? Shouldn't it be b'lavavcha first? You have to think about tshuva. Think what it is you are deciding to do. What is it that you are deciding never again to do? It has to be in your heart first, and then b'shicha, and then in your mouth. So Rav Soloveitchik says in one of his great shiurim on tshuva, he says that Very often we have all sorts of nebulous thoughts that go through our minds, but if we are not able to put those thoughts into coherent sentences and then say them, those thoughts are not going to have an impact on us. On the contrary, it says man is usually afraid to utter, enunciate, or make clear all those thoughts that go through his mind about how one may have sinned. Just, you're not ready to do that. It's extremely difficult. The necessity of saying it is difficult. The fact that the halacha says you have to enunciate it, you have to create those sentences. The impact of bificha, that which you utter with your mouth, is going to have an impact on the levavcha. The way in which to really get to your heart is when you start saying, Chotosi, Yavisi, Pashati, Al Chetche, Chotono Lofanach, Osab, Chenam Chetche, Chotono Lofanach, the fact that we utter them with our mouths makes a tremendous impression on us. And therefore the Torah says, Bificha, if you are going to express it, Bificha, then you can be sure that it is going to penetrate the levavcha and going to be something that you are truly going to be. So here we have these, talking about these three mitzvahs, the mitzvah of tshuva, the mitzvah of Torah, and the mitzvah of tefillah. I want to go one step further. The one step further is that I believe these three, tshuva, tefillah, Torah. Tshuva, tefillah, Torah. Repentance, prayer, and Torah are really represented by Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. We may never look at Avraham this way, but that's exactly the way the Rambam looks at Avraham Avinu. Avraham was the first and the greatest Baal Tshuva in all of history. The Rambam is the one who describes Avraham Avinu as having been born into a society, a culture, a world, a community, a family of idolaters, sunk deep within the muck and the mire of pagan and heathen practices. And the Rambam says, that Avraham Avinu worshipped idols with them. But at an early age, he began to ponder, he questioned, he wondered, he thought, is there no power that has made this great universe? Many, many a sleepless night did Avraham Avinu have. Many a night that he would wake up in a cold sweat thinking about this great issue. Avraham Avinu was a genius that the world hasn't seen. He was able, ultimately, by dint of his own intellect and his intelligence, he was able to arrive at a conclusion that the whole world is wrong. There is a God, an invisible God who is a creator. This was an awesome and frightening and terrifying discovery for him. There must have been moments at which he thought to himself, the ganze Welt ist mishige, and I'm the only sane one in this universal, global madhouse. Are they all stark raving mad? Can't they see that there is a God who had to create this all? And then when he finally makes the decision, and he says, yeah, they're wrong. But that was for him, that was the least significant of matters. What for him became important is that he has to share this with the rest of the world. And that is going to, in fact, endanger his life. And the Rambam says, for who I got a sakana gadol, he was in grave danger. You can't get up and question the axiomatic beliefs of a whole world and think you're going to get away with it scot-free. You're shaking, most probably, a pagan industry that was global. You always have to, my voice says, you have to follow the money trail. There were those who were making money on idolatry, you understand? The Bushnuts over there, they believed it, but here there's a whole major military industrial complex that's called idolatry, that stands or falls on the Baal and the Ashtaros and the Astarte and the Zoroaster, the Kula. Here comes Avraham Avinu, and he says it's a Gleisen bluff. The whole thing is false. This took tremendous courage on Avraham's part. We're talking about clearly, the greatest Baal Tshuva who ever existed. And the same idols that he worshipped, that he himself worshipped, he shattered them intellectually. He shattered them, he destroyed them. Avraham Avinu represents the mitzvah of tshuva. And Avraham's beficha, everything that was in his heart, he expressed it befith with his mouth by virtue of what? The fact that he decided to share his discovery with the rest of the world. He went out there announcing to the world that there is a God. It is the mouth of Avraham Avinu that has impacted a whole world until today. That great beficha of Avraham that came from his great heart. He was the father of a world that believes in God, that he is the Baal Tshuva. He's the great Baal Tshuva. Yitzchak Avinu represents the idea of tefillah, his prayer. Vayetze Yitzchak osu ha-pasona, Yitzchak went out to pray in the field. Yes, Avraham prayed, but Yitzchak's prayer, the prayer of Yitzchak, mincha, is in a certain sense one of the most significant of all prayers. The Gemara says, Lo nena Eliyahu. Eliyahu, when he was on Mount Carmel, was only answered by God at mincha time. Because mincha time represents the idea that a person tears himself away from all of his worldly, earthly endeavors. The daily struggle for existence tears himself away and stands to pray before God. And Yahu was answered at Tfilat HaMincha. Tfilah has to be done with a sense of fear and trepidation of God. Ezehu Avodah. Avodah, she believe. I didn't tell you that. That's right. How do we know the Tfilah has to be expressed, but it's we learn it from the pasuk of Vavartem, you shall serve God your God. Exelhi avodah, the Gemara says, what service is it that is belayed? That service is the service of tefillah. Yitzchak represents tefillah. Yaakov Avinu's Torah, what is our first description of Yaakov? How does Torah describe him? Yaakov Ishtam Yoshev Ohalim. Yaakov is the complete one, the one who lives in the tents. The Gemara says, what tents does he live in? He doesn't live in only one tent at a time. He lived in the tents of Torah, the tents of Shem and Eva. Yaakov Avinu Titein Emet Li Yaakov. Truth is Yaakov. Moshe Emet the Torah Torah. The ultimate truth of all is Torah. So here we're talking about these three mitzvahs. The three mitzvahs that require both thought and verbal expression. Tshuva, Tefillah, and Torah. And I now say that each one of those three is represented by one of the others, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Then there's another step to be taken. And this is going to bring us to the very first bracha in Shemoneh Esrei. You have it there in number three. And this is something that, you know, I've been doubting for a long time. And there are moments that certain things strike you that hadn't struck you before. And here it is, Shabbos morning, I'm so desperate I have to say it, plus I'm not going to say, I'm going to get up over there, everybody will laugh at me, you know. Okay, so, and here I think of it. What do we say at the beginning of every Shemoneh Esrei? Hashem Sfasai Tiftach, God, open my lips, and my mouth will declare your presence. How do we end Shemoneh Esrei? What's the last thing we say after Hamavarech Amom Yisrael Bashalom? Yiyu L'Notzom. Imre Fi, may the words of my mouth be accepted by you. Vehegyon Libi Lefanecha, the thoughts of my heart. Do you know what we say at the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei? We're telling the Chumashim, we're going to do a Beficha job. But you know what it's going to turn out? That beficha, that mouth, what we're going to utter with our mouths during the course of the Shemoneh Esrei, is going to impact on our hearts. Beficha u'bilevavcha. And therefore, at the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei, before we begin, we say, Hashem, svasai tiftach, open my lips, ufi, and my mouth, yakim tehillatecha. But don't worry, Rebbeinu Shlomo. The words of my mouth are going to have a great impact upon my heart. And therefore, at the end, I can say to him, Yiyu l'ratzon, imre fi, may the words of my mouth be l'chotzon, v'hegyon li bi lefonecha, and the thoughts of my heart. Hashem tzvi v'garli, God is my rocket, my redeemer. So this is the transformation that's supposed to take place. Just as it's supposed to take place during the course of Vidu, Yoshanu, Bogadnu, Gazanu, the Picha is going to have its, make its deep impression on the heart, so that's how Tefillah is. The words are supposed to have the great impression. Next step, if we're already talking about these three great mitzvahs that need mouth and heart, Tshuva, Tefillah, Torah, and we say their prime representatives are Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. So then we can take a look. We can take a look at the first bracha in Shemoneh Esrei. Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu VeElokei Avoteinu, Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. By the way, and a number of things over here. First of all, it says, our God and the God of our fathers. Our God and the God of our fathers. It means, therefore, in its simplest meaning, maybe even its profoundest meaning, Elokeinu Elokeinu Avoteinu means that I have to see God. We have to see God in the experiences of our lives, our time, our history, the events of our time, but we never dare lose sight of the fact that God is the God of our fathers. Where is that expressed in Torah? Oh, as soon as I say it, you'll know exactly where it appears. As soon as I say it, you'll remember. What do Jews say at the Red Sea? Zekeli v'alveihu, Elokei aviva adonamenu. This is my God, and I will make a dwelling place for him. Elokei Avi, the God of my father, Baruch, and I will raise and uplift him. How many times have I said that magnificent Rashi? If Jews see God, why do they have to say that he's Elokei Avi, the God of my father? They see him. Shifchal Hayam, a maidservant that the sea was able to point and say, that's God. Shifchal saw more. Then the Nevi'im, Yecheskel ben Buzi, one of the prophets, why do you have to say L'keyom v'ar Ememeno? There's that great Rashi. Where Rashi says, Lo, ani t'chilat ha-kedusha. I am not the beginning of all of this sanctity, Elo. Muhseket v'omedet li kedushato v'elukuto alayniyat l'yimeo time. His divinity, his godliness, and his sanctity is with me from the days of my fathers. It doesn't begin with me. It begins with my fathers. But what did they say first? Zekeli. That's Elokeinu. Elokei Avi, ve'Elokei Avoteinu. I want to tell you my great Vata Akavota. Every so often, every 10 years, you come up with something good. Remember, I told you the great Marshall McLuhan for Marshall McLuhan. Now everybody knows this. When I say Marshall McLuhan, they know exactly what I'm talking about. Marshall McLuhan once said, I wouldn't have seen it if I hadn't believed it. Right? I know that this has to sink into your kishkes, so we can do it again. I wouldn't have seen it if I hadn't believed it. Since childhood, we are taught that seeing is believing. Here comes this guy, and he says, no, that's not the way it works. If you believe something, then you're capable of seeing. We see the events through our minds, not with our eyes. 10 people can see the same thing, and will have a completely different vision and view of what has happened and what has taken place. Completely different view of it. Because it depends on what you believe. So I said, this guy was really rephrasing the passage of the Torah and said, Kaili Vandeu, this is my God, and I will build a dwelling place for Melchior, Father of the Meadow. You know why I'm able to see that this is God? Why is it that I'm able to see Kriyas Yamsuf and not say that it's Baal or Ashtaroth or Zoroaster? You know why I'm able to say that it's okay? Is Zekeli, this is my God? Because I know already. I know that there's the God of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. That's why I'm able to say Zekeli. So in the Shemoneh Esrei, we're saying that Elokeinu, he is our God. My responsibility is to see him within the context of my own life. And he is Elokeinu, the time of the God of our Father, again, of our days, or again. Elokeinu, HaGadol, HaGibur, HaGadol. The great, the mighty, and the awesome. And I believe that these three descriptions of God also correspond to that which was experienced or which was projected to the world through Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Pasuk in Yehoshua refers to Avraham Avinu as Ha'otam HaGadol Sheba Anakim, the man who was great amongst giants. It was Avraham Avinu who introduced the world to the dimension Elohim Gadol. There was a great God who created all of this. Yitzchak, what Yitzchak went through in his life, and this is what the Balei Kabbalah say, that Yitzchak represented Gevura. Mm-hmm. The Gevura, the might, the power, the strength. There was a strength that Yitzchak had. The strength of going to the Akedah, the strength of going to the Akedah. Mm. This is a reflection of God's being a Gibor. And Norah, awesome. What happens that night when Yaakov Avinu falls asleep and he sees a ladder with its feet upon the ground and it extends up into the heavens and he sees the angels of God going up and down? And he has a vision during the night. And it says, by Yidor Yaakov Miyod, Yaakov was very frightened. And he said, Manorah Hamakom Hazeh. Norah. How fearsome is this place. Ein Zeki in Beit Elokim. This is the house of God. And this is the gate of heaven. So that Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov our God on Kippur in Noro. Kael Elyon, the God was most high, Gomel Chasod Mitovim, who bestows acts of loving kindness, Kameha Kol, creates all the Zolcher Chazdei of us, and he remembers the loving kindness of the fathers, Avram Yitzhak Yaakov, and maybe Gael, and he brings the Redeemer, Livnei Vneyen, to their grandchildren, the Mashmo, for his name's sake, Ba'ava, great love. So first of all, I owe you, why am I doing this? Or why am I learning this? So let's give a skip to the last page, number seven. Second page, not the second side of the first page, the second page. And we have a shtick Shulchan Aruch over here. And I'm going to take a few selections from the Shulchan Aruch, because I think it's extremely significant. There comes a moment in every person's life when he has to be exposed to this halacha. And certainly now, when we are going to have many, many days together davening, I think it's very important that we know this halacha. Where it's on the line. This happens to be Kuf Aleph, that's Simon 101 in the Shulchan Aruch. Shetzarech l'chavei v'kol ha'brachos, a person has to have karbana, whatever blessing he says. V'sheyachol l'chalel v'chol ha'shon, in this sin of the Shulchan Aruch, to say that he can daven in any language. Alright. Ha'mitpalel tzarech sheyachavei v'chol ha'brachos, a person has to have karbana by all of the brachos. V'meino yachol l'chavein v'chulam. Shmon Esrei is like becoming a senior citizen. All of a sudden, you turn around and you say, how did I get here? How did I get here so quickly? What happened? You can start Shmon Esrei, and then you hear yourself saying, Kamufore, Kusama, Yisrael, Bashola, and you get ready to take three steps back. Hey! How did I get here? What happened between the beginning of Shmon Esrei and the end? The Shulchan Aruch, we will see, is keenly aware of the fact that our minds wander. A fellow in shul a few years ago came over to me, he says, Rabbi, I don't understand how goyim make money. We have Shmon Esrei. His mind begins to wander at the beginning of Shmon Esrei. He figures out all sorts of great deals to make. And by the end of Shmon Esrei, there's a millionaire. By the way, he does make a lot of money. He must spend a lot of time. He says, thank God he has Shmon Esrei. We start Shmon Esrei. I said, it shouldn't be that way. And after this class, it's not going to be that way. Shulchan Aruch says a person who davens has to have kavanah b'chol ha'brachos, v'me'eino yachol l'chavein b'kulam, and if you can't have kavanah by all of them, Shulchan Aruch is realistic, they know us. L'frachos yachavein b'avot. This first bracha is the bracha of avos. At least you should have kavanah in the bracha of avos. V'im lo kivein b'avos. If you didn't have kavanah in this first bracha, you murmured them off and you didn't think of any of the words that you were saying. Even if you had kavanah, every word of the rest of Shmon Esrei, after Morgan Avram, Yahzami Yitzkalil, you have to daven all over again. That doesn't shake the kishkas out. You know how many thousands of Shmon Esreis we owe? So who comes to the rescue? The Tur Shulchan Aruch comes to the rescue. And the Tur Shulchan Aruch's rescue is, of course, based on the fact that his understanding of human nature is a Chacham. The Ramah says, in the smaller print for her, Idna Ein Chosvin. Nowadays, we don't repeat Shmon Esrei Bishvil Cheson Karvono because he didn't have Karvono. Why? Why not? In what way is the halach any different? So the Shulchan Aruch says, Sha'ab b'chazara karuf hu shalo yechavi. Even when he says it again, chances are that he's not going to have kavanah. So why are you going to tell him, say it over again? As a dachar gelechta, but it's a little bit a B bit of the gelechter, and it's even more a little shanda and a chata. And you know what? The worst thing about it all, we can do something about it. We can do something about it. Just a few seconds before you start your own essay, I'm going to think back to the Shir in Israel Center, Melakenu, Zekeli Vandeu, the God of Avraham, Yitzhak, Avraham is Tshuva, Yitzhak is Tefillah, Yaakov is Torah, Gadol, Gibor, Nora, Gomel, Chasad, and Tov. You can do it. You can do it. And you know what? You're going to do it. You're going to do it. Makes the whole difference, in our davening. Now, I have a number of things underlined below the smaller printout. There is the Mishnah Berurah, the Chafetz Chaim, the holy Chafetz Chaim. Aleph. V'yargil Adam atzmo lechaven al kol panim b'chatimah shel kol bracha. The Chafetz Chaim says you can at least train yourself one thing. You can train yourself to have kavana at the end of each bracha. We get lost in the middle of Hashiveinu, I understand, but when we come Baruch Atah Hashem, Harutzeh B'Tshuvah. Baruch Atah Hashem, Chamei Adah. Baruch Atah Hashem, Bonei Yerushalayim. Baruch Atah Hashem, Shomei Atfilah. At least that. At least that. We can train ourselves to do it. We can train. And it's so important. We have so much to daven for. It would be a terrible waste if a young Nevi'im should pass with us. It's a hard to daven in. So of course, the young Nevi'im, what saves us is there are those responsive parts of the davening that we you understand, there are great parts of davening, and then in the Sanat Tayyif that shakes us up. But three times a day after davening, three times a day standing before the Rebbe Mishnah, at least go for the minimum. For the minimum. We have now, right now we have two minimums. In other words, the first halachic minimum is the bracha of Avos, Elokeinu, Elokei, Avoteinu, that bracha. Chafetz Chaim adds, you know, he seems to be saying that you may not make it through the whole bracha of Avos, but at least the end of each bracha. The end of each bracha. Sheyechavein, what does Yechavein mean? Peirush Hamilos, the meaning of the words. You don't have to remember all the stuff that I said about Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Just have to know that God is the God of Avraham, the God of Yitzchak, and the God of Yaakov. The only reason why I said what I said during this year today is it could have said Elokei Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. The Shmoneh Esrei could have said the God of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Why Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, then Elokei Yaakov? That indicates that they expressed, revealed, concentrated on a particular aspect of divinity and godliness. So that therefore there was something unique about Avraham, that's all the care of God. Call him, if you will, the God of the Tshuva. Call him the knowledge of God in this world. Okay, Yitzchak, the God of Yitzchak is Gevura, might, strength, fear. Yaakov Avinu talks toward the end of Torah about Pachad Yitzchak. He refers to God as Pachad Yitzchak, the fear. There was a Yirah Shamayim that Yitzchak had that was unparalleled. And that Yirah Shamayim was expressed in Yitzchak's Tefillah. So he says, Okay. Manochel ma'od lahamonim sheyildedu perush hamilah shel kol ha'tefillah. How correct and right it is for the masses of people to learn the meaning of the words of every tefillah, i.e., atzro, if you're an English speaker. You need something. You need something for not a dollar. Val kopan at least shall birchas avos umodim bevadai yeshchiv alav leiter biyuda. Certainly, avos and modim, there's an obligation to know it. That's what we're going to have. We're going to have. We're going to do modim right away. And then he brings another.
Yes, we're listening.
Before Rosh Hashanah, I forgive whoever it was that his Hashanah cell phone went off. But while I don't look, turn it off so it doesn't happen again, because the you didn't answer now, so they're going to try again.
Yeah.
I'm not going to stop, you understand? Turn it off.
She left.
Then he also brings further that modim doesn't say in the Shulchan Aruch at the top, but the Chafetz Chaim says modim has the same halacha as avos, as the first bracha. So therefore, I have the bracha of Modim. Let's go back now to the real page 2, number 4. And it's not only the Modim that interests me, but as of some while ago, I got very excited about the Modim Durabonon. Modim Durabonon is that little modim next to the big modim. There's the Kanta modim, and there's the baby modim, and that little modim is said when we arrive at modim in the repetition of the Shulchan Essay, the little modim, I don't know, just one day it snapped by me and excited me. I'll go through it. Modim Anachalot, we thank you. We give thanks to Shabbat, Hashem Elokeinu, to our God, the Elokei Avotenu, and the God of our fathers. By the way, does it sound a little bit like the first bracha in Shemot Esrei of us? Okay, Elokei Kol Basla. Here it stands already. Then the God of all flesh, Yotzeinu, Yotzeperation, the one who formed us and formed all of creation. Brachos v'haldos. Blessings and thanksgiving, Lashimcha, our God, our brothers, to your great and holy name. And this is what excited me. Al Shehechi Tonu, for giving us life, V'kiyam Tonu, and sustaining us. You know what this is? This is really every day, that is, for those of us who don't know the meaning, we say money, it's a Shehechi Yonu. A Shehechi Yonu. Thank you, God. They were alive. It's gefaldik. So, may you continue to give us life and sustain us. And then we put in a little a tefillah over there for our brothers in the Golavit, Tesov, Golotenu, Lechatzot, Kosheva, gathering all of the exiles to your holy court. And with the Rebbeinu Shel Mishnah, together with all Jews, should keep your statutes, lasos, and tzonecho, to do your will, la'avdechan, to serve you, b'leivo sholem, al shanachnu modim lach, baruch kei ha'idores. Because that's all we're supposed to do, to give thanks. And blessed is God to whom thanks is due. It's such a beautiful tefillah. And of course, the big modim, modim anachnu lach, give thanks to Shadu, Hashem lekeinu, lekei v'keinu, l'lamhed. You are our God, the God of our fathers. Tzur chayenu, the very rock, the strength of our life. Magen yishenu, the shield of our salvation. Remember, that was the first daughter. Melech ozer umoshia umagen baruch ata Hashem. Magen Abraham, the shield of Allah. Atohu l'dorodor, from generation to generation. Nodelcho, we thank you to declare your praise, our lives that are in your hands. that we should obtain the land of Dothlach. And our souls that are in your charge, and the miracles you do for us every day. So you know, when you, people like Yom Kippur don't have a clue about the miracles that God does for us every day. You reach another stage in life where you go through a whole day and you didn't trip or fall. For that, you have to say, the base level, thank you very much. The number of things that can happen during the course, the number of things that can happen. Kondasaw had a terrible tragedy this week. What was it? Was it a second of human error? Was it blacking out, whatever it was? An almana who loses now a son as well, is a profound tragedy.
Yeah.
You know, you need to make shelter. Right. We don't know what his tragedy is, but it's those. We have to know that there are miracles and wonders that God does with us every day, just as we go through the day. So we go through the day, and when you can say it was a very uneventful day, you know what that means? It was a miraculous day. It was a boring day. Almisecha, almislotecha, shetachal yom imanu, betorotecha. Almislotecha, betorotecha, shetachal eit, edeva, betorayim. Your wonders all day, morning, evening, afternoon, atom, kilochol rachamecha. For your compassion never fails. And you are compassionate. These are absolutely beautiful, beautiful tefillahs. And certainly the people who are adult and have had tremendous life experience. We know this. Life's experience. Yingachas don't have a clue. The dead devils, but we know that every word over here is right. Now, I had on the first page, something I didn't refer to, but I want to refer to it now, because I'm going to refer to it again. After the lunch, Moby Arba, beginning Friday night, we're going to add four sentences are going to be added to Shimon Esrei during the entire Aseret Yemei Teshuva. The first is there, Zachbeinu L'chaim, remember us for life, Melech Hafetz B'chaim, O King who desires life, V'chosveinu, and write us the Sefer Achaim, L'man Chol Gintam, which should be written in the Book of Life. There are four of these. Then there's been, the next one is going to be, Micha Melecha Ava Rachman, Zochi Yitzurim L'chaim V'rachim, and before the Bracha of L'chayei Yareisim. And then, after Modim, we can say, Uchsov L'chaim Tovim, write for good life, Kol B'nei B'nitecha, all of the children of your covenant. And then the fourth one is going to come there in number six, the last one, toward the end of the bracha of Sim Shalom, B'Sefer Chayim Bracha B'Shalom Panosa Teva Nizachem Nikasev U'Varecha Anach U'Cholam Tzabeis Yisrael U'Chayim Teva Nishon. That's so beautiful. In the Book of Life, blessing, peace, and prosperity. Boy, you can't ask for more than that.
Yeah.
We should be remembered and be written before you. We and all of your people, Israel, Chayim Tov U'Lishon, for good life and for peace.
Amen.
So you have to understand that these four additions to the Shemoneh Esrei are extremely significant, except for one thing. If you left one out, you left all four out, you don't have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. It's always my experience when the 10 days are over and we daven Maariv after the Kippur, we just finished Nilan, we daven Maariv. My great effort during Maariv is not to say the Sefer Chaim, not to say Zachreinu, like we finally made it. You know, someplace halfway through the Aseret Yemei Teshuva or Neyim Kippur, we got it down pat. Finally, we got it all in place that we remember. Then you have to unlearn it. So I suggest that maybe we start learning it already this Friday night. But don't get yourself unnerved. Don't get. So I'll tell you what I do sometimes. If I left something out, when Shmoneh Esrei is over, after the Shmoneh Esrei, was shocked to say the Sefer Chaim Bracha Mishon Zachreinu L'Chaim Melachavitz B'Chaim. It's not a pasuk. It's fine. You can say it. That makes you feel better. But of course, its greatest impact is when you say it where it belongs in the Shmoneh Esrei. Now, what is more significant is that beginning this Friday night, the bracha of Hakel Hakadosh becomes the bracha of Hamelach Hakadosh. Serious. You didn't say Hamelach Hakadosh. Repeat the Shmoneh Esrei. After repeat the Shmoneh Esrei, there's a second, and that is instead of Melech Ohei Tzedakah Mishpat, we say Hamelach Hamishpat. There it's not so serious because if you got lost over there, you know, you're certainly not going to get lost anymore till after Magen Avraham. I am certain that you're all going to say the first bracha of Shmoneh Esrei and have in mind every word that you say over there. Never again is your mind going to wander during the course of the first bracha of Shmoneh Esrei. Now you can train yourself down and take it about 5 years. After you've gotten that down, go to the second bracha in Shmoneh Esrei. You will not forget that. But Melech Ohei Tzedakah Mishpat you might forget, especially since it's right in the middle of the Shmoneh Esrei. By that time already, we're figuring out whether we should sell Africa to Israel or not sell Africa to Israel. That's what we're up to. So then, if you said Melech Ohei Tzedakah Mishpat instead of the HaMelech HaMishpat, you don't have to repeat because you have at least said the word Melech. In the regular bracha as it is, it's always Melech Ohei Tzedakah Mishpat. For the Aseret Yemei Teshuva, the 10 days of Teshuva, it's supposed to be HaMelech HaMishpat. But if you said Melech Ohei, that's okay. Then of course, I had so much of the word, I think the Shulchan Aruch talks about the first bracha and Modim at this moment in history for Klal Yisrael. Sim Shalom is most probably the most significant bracha of all. Sim Shalom, we need a peace that is good and blessed. But what beautiful words. Chayim HaChesed V'Nachmo Aleinu Kol Yisrael Amecha. V'Archeinu Avinu Kulam Kecha. Bless us all for Amecha. The light of your face give you Amecha. Nosat Olam HaShem Alkeinu because of me. With the light of your face you have given us God our God. Torah Chayim in Torah. Avas Chesed Love of Kindness. Tzedakah V'Racha V'Nachmo. It's so beautiful. The Tove Nefer should be good in your eyes of Orech and Amchoy Yisrael to bless your people Israel b'chol eid or b'chol shah at all times and all hours b'shlomanecha baruch ato Hashem am b'reich et amal Yisrael b'ashalom. Baruch Hashem. It's very, very important. So then we went and made an example. Just remember, you know, we usually by rote, we go rolling from one thing to the next. But on Friday night, on Rosh Hashanah, there you have to be very careful. Because after you say the bracha of Mechaye HaMeisim, what's the most natural thing to do? After Mechaye HaMeisim, the next natural thing to do is to say, Ato Kodesh, Shimcha Kodesh, etc. And before you know it, you said, well, Hakel HaKadosh, which is bad. You have to repeat the Shmoneh Esrei from the beginning. By the way, number one, if you say Hakel HaKadosh, and instantly reminded yourself when to say Amen HaKadosh. If a few seconds have passed, 2-3 seconds, can't get to start the beginning again.
Do you finish the first one?
Yes, what?
Do you finish this one after first?
No. No. If you said HaKel HaKadosh, then it's already a far gone conclusion that you have to begin from the beginning. Don't say another word.
So you start all over
again. Start all over again. Well, that's not starting all over again. If you'd finished the whole thing,
yeah,
then you'd be starting all over again.
But you finish a paragraph of the excerpt and you say, oh my gosh, I forgot.
Stop at the word that you remembered and you didn't say Melech HaKadosh, and you start all over again. But Friday night for the tefillos of Rosh Hashanah, you have to remember that before we get to the end of that bracha HaKel or HaMelech HaKadosh that you might naturally go into, you begin with the Dorva Dora Michal HaKel V'chein Ten Pat V'Lashem HaKel 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 V'chein Ten Kavod. You have to be conscious, you have to look into the Marza and not veer away from it at all. And it's definitely, it's a very good thing to have a Marza with a translation into Hebrew, English, Russian, or French. Doesn't make any difference. But there are words that we don't understand. And sometimes we kick ourselves by, I've been saying it for 40 years, 50 years, 60 years, 70 years, and I still don't know what the word means.
Yeah.
So now, this is the year where we're going to know what we're talking about,
yeah,
and what we understand. And the schools of our great fillers of worship should wish all of us and all the Congress of Civil Civil and Goodness of Europe a year of peace and prosperity. And remember one other thing, just so you should remember, this is my shtick. The two things we need most, we have a problem with Iran, and we have a serious problem with rain. We have to pray for rain. And if you get confused, the same letters appear in Iran as appear in rain. You go figure out any other combinations of that. Just so you should remember the Nairish kind, so you'll remember that we have to pray. It's terrible. We live in the Galilee, and I take a look at the hot time we live in the Galilee. And I take a look at the kinetic, and it's a serious problem. In addition to the fact, of course, another thing that you should, we have to respond is that there should not be an epidemic, has to show an epidemic, you know, they're warning us a great deal about washing your hands with soap. And what if there are even instructions not to kiss the Sefer Torah? To avoid all contact with germs can be. And if somebody coughs into a tissue, you have to throw the tissue away. You know, these are serious things. You know, thank God we are warned about the serious things. We do something. That's what we're given gesund, yes.